Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited to be on the air. It's Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please call a friend. Ask them to call in at 1-347-826-7543 so they may tune into the show and if you have questions. Tonight we're talking about women and finance. It's going to be an awesome, awesome show, so we hope that you will enjoy it and tune in and tell somebody about it. You can send out a text or send an email out and let everybody know that we are on the air right now. We are live and we are ready to talk to you. Again, the number is 1-347-826-7543. Tonight I have a very special guest holding on a line, and her name is Robin Fairby. Now, we're going to introduce Robin in a few minutes. Robin Fairby is a financial consultant here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So no matter where you are, you're listening to us live tonight in Virginia Beach, Robin's going to come on in just a few seconds, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself and what she's doing in the financial world to help women and empower them. Hello, Robin. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hi, Francine. Yes, I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I am so happy that you could join us tonight, and we're going to have an awesome time talking about women and finance and all the wonderful things that are going on here in Hampton Roads. Before I get started, I just want to leave the number one more time. 1-347-826-7543. If you have any questions about what we're doing, the Issues Concerning Women program, or about finance and what's going on and what's happening right here in Hampton Roads, you can give us a call. So, Robin, tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you're doing with your new program, your financial consultant system, and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, my name is Robin Fairby. I am a senior financial systems analyst for SCI Consulting, and I also have my master's in business administration with a concentration in health services administration. And what my goal for women is to make sure that we are all aware of our finances and what we need to do to make sure that we ourselves are making sure that we are protecting ourselves and that we are able to retire and we're able to live the lives that we want to live. And a lot of times it takes finances in order to do those things. So my goal at www.letstalkmoneyonline.com is to kind of give you information so you know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, so we aren't in the dark.
Yes, absolutely. And it's time for us to come to the light, as they say, and learn all that there is to learn. What I'm excited about is, Robin, when I go to your website and I get a chance to look around, you have some great information and some tips. So is there anything that you would like to share with the audience tonight about getting their financial house in order?
Well, I think one of the first things we need to do is make sure that we have a savings account. Make sure we have some money set aside for emergencies. Emergency funding is very important.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure that we, when we have an emergency fund, when things come up like something happens with the car or you need extra money, you have to go on a trip somewhere unexpectedly, you don't have to hit your credit card. and get all those interest rates piled up and end up paying more money than you need to. If you had an emergency fund, you could just, you know, borrow from that, from yourself, actually, to take care of some of those things, and then you won't have to worry about incurring additional finance charges or whatever that may happen. So that's one of the tips that we give to women, is one of the first things to do, try to just come up with an emergency fund. Put $25, $30 away every pay period. And then you can start that and build it up as you go.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great tip. So, ladies, we hope that you have your pencils and paper ready, because we're going to give you some great tips tonight, and we want you to be able to utilize them even starting tonight when you get off the phone or get off of your computer. And thank you for everybody that's in the chat room. We really appreciate you being there. I don't see any questions as of yet, but if you would like to call in live and talk to Robin Farabee, our financial consultant, you may do so at 1-347-826-7543, or just sit in the chat room and enjoy the program. Now, Robin,
yes.
Last Saturday we put out a video about women in finance. And one of the things that we talked about was their banking and how women are banking, and should they have a joint account or should they have their own separate account. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think as a married woman, having a joint account is necessary with a lot of things as far as paying the bills for the household. But I also think you ought to have a single account with just your name on it, so that you can take that account and use it as a savings account, just so you have extra money, just set aside just for you. Even if you start a small checking account, a small savings account, and funnel that money off and eventually, you know, put some money into an IRA or some other thing, some other investment, so that you can start growing and compounding your money. And I think that's an awesome way to get started.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, and we always have men on the line listening, so we don't want to leave the men out. But all of the tips that we are giving tonight, this is information and advice for you. And if you have further questions, we would like for you to contact us after this show, or you can contact an attorney if you have one available to you, because we're not giving legal advice. We're just giving you information, letting you know what's available to you and some of the steps that you need to take so that you can have that financial freedom and that peace of mind. And since we're talking about peace of mind, can you think of one other tip that you would give our women and men listening that can help them right now so that they can get started having that better quality of life?
I think, you know, like I said earlier, the probably the easiest thing to start with is just put a little money away when you get paid. I mean, you put $10 or $15 away, I mean, you can bank that up to getting coffee or buying lunch during the week. And just set that aside, and you'd be amazed how quickly that grows. And from that point, I mean, if you have to do something like that type of a savings, and also look at your debt. You may need to start looking at how you can pay off your debt, so that more of the money that you're earning can go towards your investments and for your retirement instead of going towards paying your debt. So we want to try to get rid of our debt and just try to have a little savings and an emergency fund available just in case.
Great. And being in the consulting business as we are, a lot of times we get to talk to primarily the women and the family. And
right.
One of the things that women talk about all the time is that how hard it is in their relationship to talk to their husbands about finances.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the number one cause of divorce in America today. Even in the church families, that's a conversation that people don't want to have. So how can women talk to their husbands, or their husbands talk to their wives about what's going on with the money and the money situation in their particular homes?
Well, that can be a touchy subject, but you do have to at least initiate the conversation, because there's no way he may be very open to the concept, or he may not, but you do need to keep talking to him and let him know what your concerns are, and that you do need to to find out financially what is going on with, you know, with the household. And a lot of times as women, we think of, you know, our futures and where we want to go and what we want to do. And a lot of our husbands are more into how are we going to make it today, what are we doing today, you know, instead of the future. So you just keep talking to him and putting it in his ear, not in a nagging way, but we want to talk to him and try to create a conversation. So just keep talking to him, and at some point, you know, he may come around, he may not, but we also know that you need to make sure that you are taking care of your family for the future. And you just take some of our tips and, you know, start putting some money away. I mean, however you can do it, just keep talking to them. And a lot of times when they see you doing something, they follow suit because they say, oh, okay, now I understand. A lot of times they need to see it before they understand what it is you're actually trying to say.
Okay, great. And that's a great tip. So I'm hoping people, you're writing this stuff down. But if you don't, you can get in touch with us after the show, and my telephone number is 757-567-6734. And, Robin, will you give them your information, how they can get to the website and get all this fantastic information that you're sharing with them tonight?
Sure. You can go to www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. That's www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. And you can reach me at 757-287-3915.
Great. And I also know, Robin, that one of the services that you offer is coaching and consulting with your clients. Can you tell us a little bit about how that process works?
Well, what we do is we just sit down and have a conversation. You let me know what it is you want, what it is you're looking for, whether you're looking for savings, whether you're looking for investments, and we kind of tailor it to what your needs are. Everybody's needs are going to be different because everybody's goals are different. So we sit down and just have a conversation, no obligation, just, you know, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that you want? What is your goal? And we just take it from there.
Great. Fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to go to the website and look at Robin's website and get some information, if it's no more than just reading it and getting the wheels turning. Because I found that what we need to do is to start changing the way that we think about ourselves, making sure that we are on that top five list. You know, we take care of our homes. We get insurance for our homes. We get insurance for our cars. But we don't invest in ourselves, and I have a problem with that, and Robin and I talk about this all the time.
Right.
We can't put a price tag on the value of our lives, but we have no problem putting a price tag on the car or the home or even something that we enjoy like cable. So just think about, and one of the tips I want to give is think about if you have the full cable package, deleting some of that fund and just get a standard package so that you can have some money for savings and investing. I know this sounds like a hard way to go because people love their television programs, Robin. You know, they love
yeah.
their movies and everything. So, but for just for tonight, to give you some things to think about, start thinking about where you can find this money from. And Robin and I always talk about finding the money. So, Robin, let's talk a little bit about budget. And I know for some people that's a bad word, okay?
Yeah.
How can somebody listening tonight, if they've never been taught about budget, because that's not something they teach in school, they don't teach it when you go to, you know, in these classes that we're taking in our college courses, unless you are a financial advisor, how
right.
can somebody who doesn't know how to save, how can they start looking at what they have and start working on their budget?
Well, what I think is an awesome idea to do is get a notebook and draw a straight line down the middle of the page. On the left, put your debts. On the right, put your income, the money that you have coming in, and write everything, not just the bills that you have coming into the house that you pay every day, but the things that you don't think about. Think about going to the nail salon, the hair salon. Think about eating out. How often do you eat out? How much do you spend every day when you eat out? And just kind of tally a list of what it is you do. What do you spend money on? And maybe even a better idea is to have a little notebook with you. So as you're going through your day, you write down what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can really get a real good picture of the money that you are throwing away. And I've done this exercise, and it
mm-hmm.
is astonishing from the morning to the evening how much I spend just going through my whole day. So mm-hmm. you lose maybe $200 or $300 a week just not planning, just buying just out of impulse. So I think that's one of the best exercises that anybody can do.
Yeah, and I know for myself, and talking about the budget, because sometimes I feel like my money is like sand. You know, I get it in my hand, and then it's gone.
It's
and
gone.
And I don't know what I did with it, you know. I don't have a clue.
That's the problem.
And the older I get, the older I get, I have even less clues. But, you know, we don't even realize how much we have actually spent on that cup of coffee at Starbucks and stopping to Dunkin' Donuts and getting going, you know, in the morning. Oh, well, I'm going to get donuts for the office, you know, and then we run out for lunch. And instead of going to McDonald's, maybe everybody wanted to go to P.F. Chang's today, you know.
Right.
So
right.
You already spent $40, $50, and that's just one day.
And that's one day, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just imagine if you had taken that same $40. You bought your lunch to work, you bought your breakfast, and you put that towards your savings. Look at how much you could save in an actual week. That's $200 right there.
Absolutely. And I would challenge all the listeners to do this, to write down what they're spending. And if they can hold out and say every time they get paid, say $50.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to use for 2 weeks to spend on whatever else you want.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that time period, when it's time to get paid again, you're going to still have money in the bank because you mm-hmm. didn't spend it on stuff you didn't need. So now you see that there is a benefit. You can use the extra money to pay off from your credit card debt or whatever it is you have. So it's always worth a shot.
Absolutely. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is not going to be easy for some of you because nobody wants somebody telling them what to do with their money, you know?
No,
because you work for it, you know, and you earned it, and I should be able to go to P.F. Chang if I want to. I should be able to go what's the other one, Max and Irma, you know, and have me a nice lunch. But if you just think about it, you probably had some good leftovers from last night that you could have bought in, you know, that you made at home and had a wonderful lunch. And the other thing that I've been thinking about, and the more that we work with finances and we work with money, is that I find that when I have cash in my hand versus my credit card or my bank card, I tend not to spend as much.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I agree with you because it feels like, you know, you have extra money. Because it's
mm-hmm.
in your wallet, when it's not really extra money,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to hit your debit card or your credit card because you feel like you're getting in debt, and that's a
mm-hmm.
bad thing. So if you can't have as little money on you as possible, that's an awesome idea. That's going to help you spend less.
Absolutely. And since I've been working with budgets and working with finances. It was a program on television, and I can't remember what it is, but this lady, it may be even called finance, I'm not sure, but she
mm-hmm.
Suggested that the people put their money in jars and label each jar, and this is how much we're going to spend for eating out this week, this is what we're going to spend for entertainment, this is what we're going to spend for gas, and so they took out, you know, like you said, they took out $50. So
they
probably could only eat out like one night a week. But they had separate jars, and each jar was labeled. And I thought that was interesting. You actually get to see through the jar, okay, there's money in the jar at the end of the week, you know, if you just only use the money in the jar and not use your credit card or your bank card. So I thought that was interesting, and that may be a better way for somebody to do it if they're not the kind of person that likes to write down stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If they're actually looking at it, you know, and seeing that this is how much we have to spend and do it together as the whole family, you know, so that the kids also know that we can only have pizza one night. And
right,
we can't have
right.
Chinese food and pizza because we don't have no more money in the food jar.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea because everybody's going to find a different way to do the same thing. It's just whatever
mm-hmm.
is comfortable for you, that's what you need to do. Just don't do nothing. You have to do something.
Right, absolutely. And so tonight what we're encouraging you to do is to start thinking about how important you are, investing in yourself, investing in your family, investing in your finance, because you are important, and you do go out and work hard every day. And one of the things that I've been noticing as well, that we often talk about we want to do more and to save more, but it's so hard taking that first step. I think it sometimes is even shocking to people when they really find out how much they spend. So we want you to, you know, just listen to what we're saying tonight. And, you know, we've been working on this for months and months and months and, you know, working with finances for years. So we're not telling you something that's hard to do. We're not saying, you know, just take the credit cards and cut them up, you know, nothing drastic like that.
Right.
But just
right.
take the opportunity to think about what we're saying and be open to doing some things different. So, Robin, I am so excited about your money. Okay, you got to give it to me again.
Okay, it's
www. Because you know I messed it up, girl.
It's lettalkmoneyonline.com.
And that's an inside joke for me and Robin because she don't remember nothing.
You're trying, though. That's what
I
counts.
Know. I am really trying, but it's a challenge
that's
for me. So that's why I'm letting her do that part. So if you want more information about Let's Talk Money Online, you can go to Robin's website. If you want more information about issues concerning women, you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds. www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And there you'll be able to get a more clear insight on some of the things that I do. And if this is your first time tuning in to our show, we really, really thank you. But if you're a follower of the show, we thank you as well, because we wouldn't still be on the air since 2007 if you weren't still listening to us. So we really applaud you. And I get questions all the time, and I get people in the chat room and people that leave messages. So please continue to do that. So, Robin, we have about 7 more minutes before the end of the show. Can you just talk a little bit about what made you, or what inspired you, I guess should be the word that I want to use, to go into this arena of finance?
Well, the inspiration was living that myself. I mean, you can't talk about something that you haven't lived. So I understand where people are, where they're trying to get out of debt, they're trying to do more. You know, everybody wants to be able to go on a fabulous vacation. Everybody wants to be able to, you know, when I want to do something, to be able to do it. So my whole goal is to make sure that people are aware of what they need to do to get to that point. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it in the end. You know, you have savings, you have investments that are bringing in money. Your investments can be anything from coins to stocks to a Roth IRA to insurance. I mean, there's a whole gamut of things. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands and knows what's available to them so they can start right now making the change. So that was my whole, that was what was behind my goal in getting involved in finance.
Absolutely wonderful. And that's fantastic. So, if you're listening to the show, and I think so bring it all to full circle is that you have to change the way that you think. And that's the conversation that we're having tonight. This is the first change. Have a different mindset and believe in yourself, believe in your family, believe that there's a better life for you, because we all have to have that hope and that faith that it can be better than this. You know,
right.
And if you've got everything together, then we applaud you. But there are so many of us that are still struggling with certain things, because I still struggle in certain areas. But I have learned to live within my means. And that's something that some people have a hard time with, because you want that fabulous vacation. You know, I know I want to go to Paris. We talk about that all the time, you know. But I know that I can't go this month, that I'm going to have to save for us to go, but it's on my wish list. And so I would encourage you tonight to start thinking about the things that Robin has encouraged you to do with the budget, saving something, putting something aside, asking the questions, having those conversations with our spouses, and figuring out how we can move from where we are right now to where we want to be. Because your situation tonight has nothing to do with your future, because it can change within just the snap of a finger. So
absolutely,
the first thing we want you to do, yes, is to think about changing and love yourself and love your family and invest in yourself and invest in your family and have a different mindset and believe in yourself and trust yourself, because that's one of the other things that we don't do. We're not trusting ourselves to go beyond where we are. We're going to go to work. We're just going to work. We're going to work and we're going to retire. But no job is guaranteed to us in this day and time, so we have to plan ahead for those rainy days, as they call it. Now, Robin, I know that one of the other tips you give is about having that rainy day fund. So let's talk about that for a few, because we've got three more minutes, and we'll talk about that, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, the rainy day fund is going to help you when you have things that come up. I mean, we all know that just things come up. The kids have something in school. They need money for this in school. They need new tennis shoes all of a sudden. There's just so many things that just pop up, and we want to be able to go out and purchase them and not worry about hitting our credit card or not being able to do something. So you always want to have a rainy day fund, and that goes for single people too. You always have somewhere to go, something available to you that you don't have to worry about paying interest on, or I need to borrow money from a friend or what have you. So we want to make sure that, you know, we start funding our emergency day funds. And that is separate from the money that we put aside just for our savings. The rainy day fund is something that you keep, and that's like a real dire emergency. So we want to make sure that we have that those funds available in the case of an emergency. And that will also give you some peace of mind as far as what you're doing with your money. And like Francis said, you work every day, so you should be able to do some things that are going to pay you back in the future.
Great, fantastic advice. And I have one more question, Robin, while I got you on the phone, because I'm always thinking and clicking. With the economy the way that it is, how much would you suggest that people have for those emergencies? How much should they have saved up and set aside? Just let's say, for instance, if somebody got laid off today, what would they need to maintain their family?
And that's what you need to figure out. When you're doing that debit, the debt and income column, you need to know how much debt do I have, and what is my monthly total? And the rule of thumb is 6 months worth of your monthly outcome. Whatever money is going out of the house every month, you want to try to get up to 6 months of that. So if something does happen, you know you have 6 months of savings just to pay the bills and keep the house running, keep food in the refrigerator, and that type of thing. So that's one of the things that is key now in today's economy, because with things happening so quickly, you don't have time to adjust to things like we used to. So that's one of my a very strong tip.
Right, absolutely. Great, fantastic tip. Well, Robin Fairby, I want to thank you so much for being on the Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yay, it was fun, and you gave some great tips. And so we're going to give your website again and your phone number so that people can get in contact with you after the show, because some people are going to listen in the archives. So we want them to be able to get in touch with you. So give your website and your phone number.
Okay, my website is www.letstalkmoneyonline.com, and that's www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. And my phone number is 757-287-3915.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our show, and we just want to thank you again. Thank you, Ms. Robin Fairby. I appreciate you,
thank you, my sister.
And the one thing I want to leave with you tonight is that you have the power to dream big. So take control of your life and your finances. Change your life today with changing your mind, It's your time to enjoy everything that is wonderful and that this world has to offer. You have everything within you to do it. It's your time. Good night, everybody. We have come to the end of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We will be back next week, Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So have a good night. Good night, Robin.
Good night.